Hi, Michelle. Hi, Elizabeth. Oh, I can't hear you guys. You're muted. Well,
Good
you're welcome.
morning.
Hi.
I'm just like, oh, that's, I would look to see what your name is, and you're Joanna.
Right. I'm Caitlin. I'll do a formal introduction when we're all here. But yeah. Hi.
I thought I'd sneak on early, but look.
Yeah. I thought I would too.
I'm just going to run to the little girl's room.
Of course, yeah. You can just mute yourself and
yes,
stop video probably if you want. Michelle, where are you?
I'm in Central Texas.
Oh, nice.
And you?
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Ah, okay. We just relocated here. We lived in Chicago. For the last 3 years. We just got here in early July.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very different winters, I would imagine.
It's the part I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, no, I understand.
Who said it?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. No, I grew up in Central Florida, so Chicago was quite the contrast winter-wise. Yeah.
I bet. Yeah. Hi, Kara.
All right.
I'm actually not, how many people are in your group? I didn't even ask Joanna.
No. 12, 15, maybe? I can't remember. Something like that.
Great.
Watch it be like 22 and I'm wrong, but.
Yeah, we all fit on one screen.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's good. Hi, Anne. I'm Caitlin, for those of you who are just coming on. I'll tell you more about me shortly, but it'll give us a few more minutes to get started. I wish everyone's thing said where they are, because I'm always so curious where people live. If anyone wants to share, go ahead. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm in Newark, Delaware.
Nice, I have a really close friend there.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Not a bad place.
Yeah, totally.
It's a small state, I probably know them.
Right. Small town for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we say that like Delaware is really just a small town. So yeah.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. I was in New York for 22 years and then moved to Cleveland, which is my hometown. So it's kind of why and how I ended up back here. And I'm like surprised at what a small town it feels like. Because it didn't when I was growing up here, but I'm like, oh my God, everyone knows each other. It's so weird. hi, Shamet. All right, great. Hi, Kara. Okay, from Oakland in the car. I know that drill for sure. Then hey, and Bob. And the last person who joined, it doesn't have your name. So if you feel like saying who you are, that would be great for me with a 336 number. Hey, Dana. And Bryn. No worries about eating. We always need to eat. Okay. Oh, hey, Bryn. I know you.
Hi, how are you, Caitlin?
Good, great to see you.
Can you see me? I don't know. There we go.
Ah. Hi.
Hi. It's been a while.
I know. Still in Joanna world.
Yep. All right.
And hey, Karen. Is it Karen or Karin? Sorry, you're still muted.
Hey. Karin.
Karin. Okay, yes. Thank you. I'm glad I asked. Okay, great. All right, well, I think we should get started since it seems like a bunch of you are here. So welcome, everybody. I'm so excited, Joanna. I'm so honored Joanna asked me to do this. So I'll tell you a little bit about me, and we won't have to do this introduction every time, but I'm Caitlin Fitzgordon, even though my name says Joanna on this. So Caitlin Fitzgordon, I have been on Joanna's team for about 4 years, I think exactly 4 years. I've been working with Joanna for probably closer to 15. I think Inbal and I met in one of her early programs. That was, I think, 14 years ago, but I'd been working with her even prior to that. And what I love about being on Joanna's team, and hi, everybody who's coming in, and, you know, just Joanna's work herself is, you know, how much she offers in terms of like super smart business, you know, savvy and advice and support, combined with all the deep inner stuff that is such a huge part of how we grow and how we can, you know, be successful in our own businesses. So I love that she always brings equal weight to those things and also infuses her work with, you know, spirituality and rhythms of nature. So it's definitely feels like such a great integration of all those pieces. My specialty as a life coach on Joanna's team is working with business owners themselves. You know, I also come from birth work, so I was a postpartum doula and a childbirth educator, so I do feel like my work is always infused with that kind of, you know, energy. You know, I like to call myself a business doula, or, you know, I help people midwife their ideas into their visions into the world. So definitely a big part of who I am, and kind of came to this, you know, doing my work after I had my own family, and that sort of like put me on this trajectory. So I'm just super excited about doing these calls, and I really look forward to getting to know each of you over the next few months as we do this together. So yay. We've got 90 minutes together. We're going to spend the first 30 or so on, blueprinting, right? So we're going to talk through, like, you know, setting your goals and breaking down these, each goal into manageable chunks. It's so easy as an entrepreneur to get caught up in, you know, there's a huge goal and I want to get all this stuff done in October. But if you don't actually break it down into the manageable chunks, it's confusing. You have free time and you're like, I don't know how to spend it. And then you don't get anything done. And the end of the month comes and you're just like, oh. So breaking things down is going to make it much more likely to be successful for you, and more clear about where you want to go and where you want to be. And it gives you a map for the month, which is great. And after we do the blueprinting part, we're going to spend the next hour co-working. So one of the action pieces, one of the, you know, pieces of your goal that you broke down into an actionable chunk, you're gonna do today on this call. So we'll have about 45 minutes for that. And then the last 15 will be just kind of like a check-in and wrap up at the end. During our work chunk, I'll be available. I'll just stay on the Zoom the whole time, and you're welcome to stay on or hop off while you're doing your work. But I'll be here, I'll just stay on live the whole time. So if you have questions, you can ask me. And before we jump in, I'd love to just hear how you guys are doing today. So if you wanna just drop in the chat anything about how you're feeling or what you want to share about where you are today.
I'll jump in. I'm feeling really excited because two of my clients have expressed very, very keen interest in my next offering. So my priestess training.
Yay!
So yeah, so that feels really, really exciting because I haven't even finished putting the curriculum together or the, you know, I'm just at the very beginning. So I'm feeling really excited, but also very committed.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, now I just got to get it done. So this is perfect. Thank you. That's nice perfect. To meet you.
Yay!
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. I see a lot of moving pieces, Alana. I understand that fluttery feeling. I'm feeling a little fluttery myself. coffee for Bryn, I love it. Yeah. Oh my gosh, perfect timing for Dana because you're about to do your launch. Lots of excitement, a little sleepiness, I understand, with the holiday and ball. All right, cool. Karin, to-do list, it's great. Excellent. Love to hear that the breakthrough happened, Anne. Very exciting that that frees up the energy for you. Perfect. All right, well, let's dive in with the website developer, Lissa. Yay. Very exciting. Let's dive in with your goals. So, you know, you can have your pen and paper ready, and I want you to write down 1 to 3 goals that you have for October. So we're always going to do these calls toward the end of the month, so you're planning for the month ahead. I know October came upon us really quickly, so we're already almost there. And I say 1 to 3 goals. One is perfectly more than okay, right? One is fine. We're not giving out awards for who can do the most at any time and drive themselves crazy. So, you know, it's just your goal is what you really want to get done and make them doable with a stretch. If you're not sure, like, what goal do you want to start with? You know, it could be something as simple as get better at enrollment conversations or outreach to 10 possible prospects or put together a preview presentation, increase social media engagement, create more space. And share your goals in the chat so we can all see and hold them for each other. When you're ready. Stephanie, we're doing writing down your 1 to 3 goals that you want to accomplish for October. Great, Anne. What do you want to map out in your calendar, Anne? Okay. Book birthing, I like it. Birth your book. Nice. Great, workable plan, super important. Enrolling clients, excellent. New product line, I love it. Mm-hmm. Great, I love the specifics, right? Like, it really helps to be specific, so. You know, Lissa, when you say complete the pieces of my biz container, like what pieces need to be done, you know?
Are we, yes. I thought we were just giving the general goal and we're going to come up with the pieces in between.
Like good point. Yes, that's true. I think I feel like it could be a little bit more, I think I'm just not clear about what the pieces of my biz container means maybe. So is the goal just to have like the format done,
brand new coach, so things like my contract, how we work together, all those movable pieces of bringing someone in the door.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you.
Payment gateways, things like that.
Yeah. great. That helps me. Yeah, and yeah, Alana, we're not breaking it down yet.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Good. Calvin, set a date and plan for first course offering. I'm going to write the content. Love it. Okay. Great. All right. So next question, if you're still working on your goals, that's fine. Next question is, why have you chosen these goals? How will they help you move forward with your biggest business goals? So why have you chosen these goals? And how will they help you move forward with your biggest business goals? And you're always free to write anything in the chat. All right, and then your next question is, how do you want to feel as you accomplish these goals? How do you want to feel as you accomplish these goals? And then just give me a thumbs up in the chat or on video if you're ready to break down your goals. Oh, Inbal, I didn't know you could put a little emoji up there. You need to get more tech savvy. Oh, I see now. Yeah, reactions. Ha, fun. Oh my God, but then how do you get rid of it? Stuck there. Nice. Oh, it goes away by itself. Okay. Phew. Thank you, Inbal. All right. So, some of you look like you need a little bit more time. Yeah, Anne, thank you for sharing that, right? Like, without structure, we don't get things done. We feel like we want free time, and then the free time is just, like, too loose, right? So having the container, and I love that you're saying for accessing support, too, right? Yeah, thank you for saying that. Good, good, good. Yeah, I understand that all too well myself. All right, so you guys ready to break it down? Yeah, okay. So for each goal, I'm going to look at the goal and break it into 30 to 60 minute action steps. So I'll give you some examples. So like if your goal is to outreach to 10 prospects, the action steps might look like make a list of the people you want to reach out to, write your draft of your email or text that you're going to send to people, edit the draft, send the draft, send the actual email, and then follow up email. So all those steps want to be plotted out. So whatever your goal is, break that down. And I'm happy to answer questions on that if you need it.
Can you say a little bit more about the 1 hour chunks?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people find that it's easier to actually, you know, instead of like saying in 3 hours, I'm going to accomplish all these things, actually pick 30 to 60 minutes as each piece. So you might still spend 3 hours.
So with some like, is some like putting down all the little subtasks to kind of separate them out? It's like what I could accomplish in half an hour or an hour.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
right.
It. Yeah.
Right.
If one of your steps is longer than an hour, you would just like take a break in between or something?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it takes us 2 hours to write a draft of something, right? So you might have 2 hour chunks that are to work on the draft. Did that answer for you, Alana? Yeah, or it could be 90 minutes, as Inbal said. Like, it's, you know, it's kind of figuring out what your ideal work time is. You know, I've started to recognize that, like, if I'm at my desk for more than 90 minutes, I start to really, like, get antsy and I need to go walk the dog. And, like, I probably should catch myself at an hour to just, like, take a break, move a little bit, and then get back into it. So it's like you might have an optimal productivity timing that's unique to you. Could be 90 and well.
Conversations, like how would you break that down for like learning or prospecting? Wait,
sorry, Brynn, I'm not hearing you clearly.
Oh, can you hear me now?
It's a little better, yeah.
Okay, how would you break down like prospecting or enrollment conversations in timing? Like, do I spend 30 minutes like kind of reviewing content to, like for enrollment conversations, or and then I say, okay, do 45 minutes of prospecting? Like, how would you run it?
What does prospecting mean to you? Like, can you break down what prospecting actually is?
I guess reaching out, outreach. So yeah. Like by outreach of calling or writing the email scenario, would that be like a 45 minute block, or like, how would you look at that?
Well, so I would break it down into like writing the draft of your outreach email, right? Okay. Making the list of people first.
Yeah. Right.
And then next writing the draft, and then next editing your draft. Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, that might be 30 to 60 minute chunks for either one, depending on how long it takes for you to work. But, you know, and then actually sending out the email and then following up. So each of those is a separate chunk.
So what if you're if you want to just make the phone calls instead of doing the email scenario, would you just block out like 30 minutes of like outreach of picking up the phone and calling to talk?
Yes.
Or
yeah for sure. Okay. Like a, you know, 30 to 60 minute chunk of I'm going to be just calling all the people on my list during this time frame.
Okay. And then so how often would I be doing that then? I mean, I guess it's up to me, right, for blueprinting Wise Out for the month. So would I say, I think Joanna, I could be wrong, does a daily, but I'm not sure. Is that true? Or like, would I just go, okay, well for Brynn, it works 3 times a week, but for someone it might do every day, right?
Yeah. I mean, how that's like the main way that you're getting your clients is through that, like picking up the phone and calling.
No, I haven't really gotten a lot of clients. Like usually it's networking, but since COVID, it hasn't been that. So
I mean, what feels reasonable to you in terms of like, how often would you want to be like spending that time calling people?
I guess I would go back to my 3 days a week versus daily. Okay. All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's a good question.
Yeah. And I think it, like, as you're plotting out your schedule, it's sort of like, well, what fits in with which day? Like maybe one day is dedicated to like making the phone calls, and then the next day is more dedicated to social media posting.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got, you're not always doing the same thing every day, but it kind of depends. Like some people like that. I like to do the same thing every day. If I spend a half an hour every day making phone calls, that I know is done.
Yeah, that's true.
So
okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate your input.
Sure. Yeah. Any other questions? As we're getting close to the end of our first half hour, I want you guys to start thinking about a specific date over the next month that you can put these action steps on your calendar. So like Brynn, as you were talking about doing the phone calls, you know, you're going to pick which day of the week you're going to do that. And if it's an every week thing during this month. Don't hesitate to ask if you have questions.
So we're actually putting these into our calendar now. Is that the idea?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do it one of two ways. So I know one system that's worked well for me is I just will have like, you know, a blueprint calendar that I do, that I have like a separate sheet of paper that's like the week that I have next to my, you know, workspace that I can sort of look at and plan it out each week where specifically on the calendar it lands. And some stuff like you need a deadline, right? Like you need to know, you need it done by a certain time if you're promoting something, right? So, I mean, you want to have the calendar nearby, and it's like also kind of what system works for you. So if you want to put it in your Google calendar, like to me, the Google calendar is too overwhelming because I have too many things on there. So like, I like the blueprinting to be paper, but it's still like a live document that changes. Does that
Can you show us a visual of your blueprint? Like,
my God, I don't have one that I can even show you right now.
Okay.
I will next time for sure. Yeah. I don't have a current one. I could probably dig up my old one, but I will definitely bring examples next time. And I can even, you know, make sure I email it to you after this.
I would love to see it because visuals are super helpful for me.
Totally. Yeah, no. And I'm sorry I didn't have that.
That's okay.
Ready for you. I just like, I mean, yeah, ideal schedule is definitely helpful. I don't want it to stop you from doing this today, but right, like that's part of it as you're plotting it out for the week that you have to take into consideration what other things are fitting in, right? What does it have to fit in around? Yep. I know it does interfere when we don't have it done.
Can I just do a little show and tell?
Yes, please do.
So I put my to-dos like project, like each separate project has like a header.
Yeah.
And then like the action steps, the specific action steps here. And I have it in a Google document, but I also print it out and have it on my desk so I can check it off.
Yeah, Karin, can you hold it up there again? And if everyone changes to speaker view, it'll be clearer and you'll get to see a good visual of it.
So there's like.
And then where are the dates on there for you?
It's not on here, but what I do have is in my Google Calendar, I have what I call admin time that I just scheduled. Here's my admin time. And when it's like admin time comes up, I go to this list. This was just, well, this is an old one, but then I just kind of highlight with a with a highlighter. Okay, this is what I need to do today.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm really organized, I will put it into my Google admin for each day, which one I will tackle. But for me, the priorities always shift as the month goes. Like something new and exciting comes in that is like more interesting. And then my priorities are shifting. So I can always go and look at this one and then say, okay, what is the next imminent one? And kind of take a moment either in the morning and at the end of the day and like, okay, highlight the ones I'm going to do today. And then I can update the Google Doc and just print out a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Usually this one lasts me about a week and then I print out a new one.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
and it's like there's so many projects on my desk that this kind of helps me kind of kick the can down, like kick all of the cans down the street all at once. Now, even have some personal things in here, like I need to learn QuickBooks. Mm-hmm. It's like right. Watch a QuickBook tutorial, and
you can certainly blueprint your other parts of your life for sure. Yeah. And one thing that I'll say just in terms of like kicking things down the road, you know, it can also become a very common habit to just like let the emergent things like push all the things that you need to do consistently over time aside, right? Because you're like, something big happened, I have to address this. And so one thing that I would recommend is if you do have to adjust something, instead of just removing it from your calendar, just put it in another spot. Like, yeah, all right, I don't have time to do this today, but I'm going to make sure it gets done on this day. So there's always, you know, it's not getting shoved too far out of your perspective. And yeah, I don't know, Karin, if you saw that Anne asked that you could share that on the Facebook group. I think that'd be great.
I'll take a look on it. It might be, some of these might be like personal, but I put some cleaned up version on it. Yes, I'd be happy to do that.
I'll find something too. So I want to make sure we also address this question, which is what might stand in your way of actually doing these action steps? What's going to be an inner thing that might stand in your way, and what is an outer thing that might stand in your way? Or it could be one or the other, just saying, either are possibilities, could be both. And then the follow-up question to that is, what can you do about that? If there are things standing in your way, or if there's one thing standing in your way, what can you do about it? I think Anne already addressed something, which is like looking at ideal schedule again and making sure that that's done so that the blueprinting can be, you know, worked in around that. Okay, so I want to make sure we do allow enough time for the work chunk. So we're going to shift here, and we'll definitely have time for questions at the end of the work chunk in about 45 minutes. And if there's any, you know, coaching that's needed. So we're going to go till about 2:15. So we don't want to talk too long, so you have time for this. But what's one action step that you'd like to accomplish during this work time? Share it in the chat. What are you planning on getting done in this next 45 minutes? And what's the energy you want to bring to this action step? You can also put that in the chat. So what are you going to get? What are you going to accomplish? And what's the energy you want to bring to this? And I'd love for us to see it so we can also hold that goal together. All right, nice. I love it. You're on your own energy, it's okay. Good. Map out your launch deadlines, feel focused and energized. It's great. Posting on Facebook with gratitude and excitement. Okay, new getting some writing done. Some social media posts, love it. Clear, empowered, and playful energy. So identifying more of your action steps, and Calvin, I can definitely help with that. If you need help figuring out what they are. Priest's curriculum, great. Okay, good, ideal schedule, so important. Awesome. So there's a, sounds like a big launch project, Stephanie, and that's really exciting. New offer. Yes, excitement and possibility, I love it. All right, so before you get working, let's just take a moment to connect in with your heart and set the intention to accomplish this thing today, whatever your goal was. You know, just really feel into that energy and make that sacred commitment to yourself. And off you go. I'm here if you need anything. We'll meet back at 2:15. So Shamed, I'm happy to answer this question for you if I can. Tell me what it is and are you still here?
Hi. So it's just one of my action steps and I'm having a hard time finishing it up. And I thought, well, I've got you here, maybe you could answer it. So it's, you know, in MailChimp where you link, you put all the, what is it called? Tags and I can't remember what link or tag and something. So that you're, when people sign up for like the priestess training or they sign up for the newsletter, then you know it, you know, where it's going.
Segmenting,
that's it. Yep. So I've got tags and segments, but it's still not, it's not separating things out. So I've got the free account, so I don't get support from MailChimp around it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I guess it would probably be hard for you to answer what I'm doing wrong, but it's very frustrating. I also changed my business name used to be Diamond in the Bay because I was Diamond in the Bay Yoga, and I've switched that to Awakening the Priestess Within. And it changed in MailChimp, it says Awakening the Priestess, mm-hmm. but in landing pages, which is what my website's made out of, it still says Diamond in the Bay, so it's not linking to the new name. So I'm wondering if that's the issue.
It might be, but that's definitely beyond my thing. I can't. And I know, I mean, one thought I had is there's like an Fiverr is sort of like a, you know, Upwork, one of those. I wonder if you could find someone who's like a MailChimp expert who could help you take a look at it. Have you heard of Fiverr?
No. What is that?
It's where people post like their graphic designers and they just bid on your projects. And so I'm sure there's a MailChimp person on Fiverr who could potentially, take a look and see. Or if there's someone in this group that maybe has more of that expertise. Yeah.
What is it?
Quickly post on the Facebook. I'll write it down in the chat, but it's the number 5ER. I mean, it's not the number 5, but it's spelling out 5.
Fiverr. Oh, okay. Fiverr. Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Yeah. I mean, segmenting should work. That's the whole point of it. So it's just, I'm sure, so frustrating that it's just like not doing.
Well, then I also thought, you know, because I've got the free account, maybe that's why. I don't know. It should be working, but it's just not. So it's really frustrating. So what I ended up doing is going through another company called Convert.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got Convert for the priestess training and then MailChimp for everything else, just so that it's separated, but it's kind of a bit weird to have two different services. I know that's not the way to do it, but it's the only way where I can have things separated so I know what's what at the moment.
Right. No, ultimately you'd want to just have one email system, but I'm glad you figured out a solution just for this current thing.
Yeah. What are you with MailChimp or are you?
Yeah, I use MailChimp and I just have the free one. My husband, who's also an entrepreneur, he uses Drip because he's got a huge list. And so he, you know, has people, it's like able to separate for anyone who signed up for this workshop, or, you know, you can email everyone who clicked on this link and, but it is a paid thing, and I'm not, you know, most of them you pay for the number of people that are on your list, and it keeps going up.
Can I ask you then, do you have, with MailChimp, do you have different, like different things offers where it separates it with the link?
Yeah, I mean, I have different audiences. I haven't used segmentation as much, but I have different audiences. So like, I know if these are the people who were, you know, attended this workshop.
Okay. And so when it comes into MailChimp, it will say which audience it is.
I don't know. Or if I look and I don't remember, actually. My list is not that big. So yeah.
Mine isn't either, but I just want it to be organized. It's not.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating.
And okay. Yeah, I know it's possible. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, everybody. 2:15. I realized about halfway through the work time that I had, we didn't get anyone to put in the chat what you were going to work on. So I was holding the energy of, maybe you did that earlier. And I'm like, you did, sorry. And suddenly I was like looking and I'm like, where did that go? Sorry about that, never mind. I'd love to hear how it went for you guys. Even if you didn't fully accomplish what you set out to do, what do you want to celebrate from this Get It Done Day? And you can jump off mute or you can post it in the chat.
Well, I had a huge aha moment. I loved that. That's the first time I've done anything like that before.
Yeah. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. I was writing my curriculum and I just realized that I had this other idea to do my chakra yoga and my chakra teaching as passive income. But now I just realized that I can plug that into this training too. So it's going to save me a lot of work. And yeah, that was like a huge, yay.
I love that. Like leveraging your work and using it in multiple spots so that you don't have to reinvent anything.
Yeah. Have to reinvent the wheel, right? Just keep the wheels. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. That was amazing. I got a lot done. So awesome. Thank you. Yeah, that was very good. I could feel the energy of everyone working together. It was really cool.
I know, I love that.
I love it. Yeah, thank you.
Great. Anyone else?
Go ahead.
Hi, Anna. Thanks. I got busy starting writing and I'm collaborating with somebody else. So we kind of got the same Google document. And I noticed how I got really irritated by having to edit somebody else's writing or critiquing it. It's I don't like to write. I don't think of myself as a good writer. And I like to surround myself with people that write better than me so that they can make my writing better. So when I'm noticing that I'm a better writer, it's like, no, this is not going to help me. So I just noticed meditation come up around that. And then I just got on the phone and we just kind of talked through it. So
with the person who's writing, you were editing, you hopped on the phone.
Yeah.
Great.
Right. So it's like, because we're here and I've committed to finish it, I've actually, okay, let's make the call right now and get it sorted out instead of like putting it on my, maybe I'll call them later. And then it's like 2-3 days before I actually call them. So.
Right. I love that. You took that irritation and instead of just like shoving it aside, you just like went right into coming up with a solution.
Because it's one of the ones that gets in my way of finishing what I said, what might stand in my way. It's like insecurity about my writing and overwhelm.
Right.
And so it came up and I just met it. So
I love it. So good. Such great awareness too. Thank you, Karin.
Yeah, for me, I really took the time to get centered and focused. Instead of just like barreling through like, okay, what do I have to do? Like took a minute to take a breath and really connected with the energy of wanting to come from a sense of care and compassion for myself first and foremost. And that let me just like really quickly discern what percentage of time or how many hours maximum per week in each area of my life that I needed to create blocks of time. And I got all the basic divisions set up as far as like, I need this many hours and they're going to be divided on these days and subdivisions. Like I shifted some things that used to be under self-care, some of the personal development stuff. Mm-hmm. I added that time. I made it professional and personal development because there's so much overlap. It makes me less crazy to schedule it that way because it's kind of all the same. And then I separated that. So I have my working in, my working on, and then my development time. And like I built in flex time, downtime, that's a combination of like unstructured time, but also it functions as the, oh crap, like I forgot a thing time, so that the schedule's padded so that if I have like a hormonal brain fog day that I know I can shift things without it crunching other stuff and still have time to connect with my family, still have time for all the other self-care stuff. So now I get to do the fun part after today's call is done of getting the poster board, getting the color-coded post-it notes so that I have them, you know, in hour chunks or half hour chunks and, you know, be able to move it around until visually and kinesthetically it goes, yes, that's right. And that's something I haven't done for myself and given myself the time to do probably in 2 years. And it's so necessary and it's so central to getting things done. So I'm super excited for that.
I love that. I mean, I think what happens sometimes is we don't do blueprinting because it's like another thing to do and it takes up time. And what I'm hearing and what you're sharing is just in that simple act of like taking a moment to get centered, the time you then spent was more productive. So on a larger scale, the time you take to set up your blueprint means the time in the larger in the month is can be more productive. So
yeah.
And padding your calendar with you know some wiggle room is just so much more relaxing.
And by looking at this work time today as like a gift that I'm giving myself instead of like, okay, come on, I'm gonna get stuff done, It also completely sidestepped my tendency to get stuck in pressure and go and okay, then I'll just keep pushing myself until I fall down, which doesn't serve me either. So this is really good.
What a beautiful reframe. Oh my gosh. Yeah. A gift to yourself. Totally. Yeah. Thank you, Anne. I love it. Sure. Who else has a celebration?
I could share and celebrate that I did what I notice sometimes is there's so much mental stuff around like doing the thing. But when your mind is clear, when your body is clear, when you've like done your other whatever you need to do to just show up really presently, then the thing happens very quickly. Like I finished that first Facebook post in like 5 minutes, awesome. You know, and then I was like, oh, now I can work on the other part of the goal, like the larger thing. And then that showed me, I'm like, oh, now I need to update my events. Like it showed me it gave me some more steps that I need to do, like before I can send out my thing, I have to update my calendar on my website. But just like the first part just happened like really, really quick. And I already move forward with other stuff as well. So that was great.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Yay. Thank you, Alana. And right, like just like setting that intention, it sounds like was pretty impactful for this day too. Yeah.
Good. And also feeling the collective energy, like both of you said, just of working with everybody else working is really, really juicy.
For sure. And it also made me think, like going back to Anne for a second, like I think everyone's gonna wanna see your color-coded poster board thing when you have it done. I think it helps, yeah. Great. Who else wants to celebrate? Or what are you taking from our time together? Yeah.
Yeah, I hear.
Go ahead, Abel.
Yeah, this is definitely, for me, a plug for co-working. So I'll post something on the group because it's so hard for me to not have with like ADD and whatever else it's super helpful for me to have some external structure. And I think, you know, the other thing, and, you know, I've been aware of this for so many years working with Joanna, but, yeah, like the value of blueprinting. You know, the kicker for me or the hard thing for me is to like, if I actually do blueprint, is to honor what I put in my calendar. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the co-working comes in. That's where, you know, working with coaches comes in. It's super hard for me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Right. And I know you and I have been in Joanna's world and heard blueprinting for many, many years, and it doesn't always come easily or naturally. But right, it's so clear how effective it can be to take the time to plot it out and to really have good boundaries around your schedule. It's so easy to get pulled in all the different directions, but to just like keep it a little bit more structured with the wiggle room, as Anne also shared, that float time. Yeah. Good. Shamet? Am I saying your name correctly?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, perfect. Shamet, yeah. So were we supposed to be blueprinting for the last 45 minutes?
No, not necessarily. Oh. It's your work chunk. Like we blueprinted in the first 30 minutes, but then it was like picking one of those things and doing it. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I love it. I love the energy. I have to honestly say, at first I was like, what do you mean we're going to be sitting here for 45 minutes doing our own thing? Like, what's the point of getting together on a coaching call then? And I had all this kind of like, I don't know about this. And now I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really effective because you can feel the buzz of the energy. And yeah, it's different. And how, you know, we're so community, I am so community orientated that when you can feel everyone's energy, it just gets the momentum going. So mm-hmm. I would love to do the co-working too. It's just the time difference here in Sweden. So that might be a thing. I'm not sure. So we'll see.
I love that you guys are planning other ones. You know, we'll get together in this container once a month, but I think as many opportunities as you can, if this is effective for you, like totally do it.
Yeah, this time is good for me. I'll put it on the Facebook group. Well, I think that's how we'll figure it out, huh? And Ball and whoever's organizing it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Any other takeaways, celebrations you want to share? That's good. Anyone not have a productive time? That's okay to share too. Sometimes it's not always the easiest container to get in and you get all swirled around and then you don't get anything done. So I've had plenty of, you know, get it done days where it's not what I hoped it will be. So feel free to bring that forward and also talk to me in the midst of it if for some reason you are stuck. Like, that's what I'm here for. It's so true. Like, we feel like we have no time, right? And then you actually plot it out and you're like, oh, I have these like pockets of time where I can actually do something and move forward instead of just spinning. So yay, I'm so glad you're seeing that. Is Focus Mate something that's like, you know, you're with setting up with anyone random? Wait, you're still muted. For some reason, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. And you can get 3 free sessions a week. So it's just designed to match you up with someone so that you kind of sit in your chair and get something done. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, that's really helpful. Great. Have you used it, Michelle?
Yeah. And some of my clients do as well.
Very cool. Thank you. It's a great idea, right? When you're looking for a coworker and no one is available, there will be someone out there. Well, I am so glad that we got to spend this time together during these 90 minutes. You know, I just want to encourage you to stay engaged with your blueprint. You know, keep it nearby, keep it by your workspace, you know, share images of them on the Facebook group if that's going to be helpful to you. And, you know, continue to use each other as resources, which you clearly all are used to doing. And I'll see you next month. Thank you all so much. Have a great day.